We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. There'll be a new person on the bench for James Valley Christian boys basketball this coming winter. Andrew Alvestad, a Viking grad, taking over for Darwin Hofer here when the new season arrives in December. Andrew, of course, a part of that state championship team back in 2014. And Andrew, first off, I guess it's just kind of coming a full circle here. I know when you left James Valley, you kind of stayed involved in sports anyway.
I did, and that's been a big part of my life for as long as I can remember. And headed off to Brookings to attend college and got actively involved right away at a school about 6 miles from Brookings, and that was Sioux Valley. I took a seventh grade girls job right basically my first semester of college. So I was able to stay involved, learned a lot, spent 3 seasons over at Sioux Valley before moving back to Huron. So it was just a tremendous opportunity. Got involved with some summer programs as well down in Sioux Falls. So I've been involved, and it's just been awesome to learn each and every team I have. It's just a new opportunity for me.
Well, as you look back to your James Valley Christian days, as I said, you were the state champs in 2014. I had a couple other teams there I know that had a shot, just didn't quite get there. And so you're not only know the tradition at James Valley, you've been part of it.
I've been part of it as a player, as an assistant coach for the last couple of years. But more, I think, I just grew up watching it. My parents would take me to games. I would sit in the stands. Just seeing all these different guys that I looked up to walk through the program was just phenomenal for me. And then I was able to step in and be a player. Hopefully I was a good role model for some guys that were in my shoes then. But now just a different position, an opportunity to kind of be a teacher, a mentor. And I really consider that a great opportunity for me. And as well as Coach Wagger, the assistant coach this year, we're really going to emphasize just being great leaders, great teachers for these guys, because I know what it's all about and how great of school, how great of opportunity we have.
You know, not only that, you replace your coach, Darwin Hofer, but yet Darwin Hofer's still there. He'll be your AD, and obviously that's a nice voice of experience to lean on as well.
Tons of seasons of coaching. He's done girls, he's done boys, and he'll be there helping out. And he's been great for me. He's been encouraging through this whole process. Helped me this summer with some things, just with some details. He'll still schedule the games and the referees and all that. But any advice, he's going to be there. And he's said we can go in and knock on his door and come on in anytime. So we appreciate that as coaches, and it'll be great to have that experience still with us.
Well, let's talk about a few other things here now. You've left and come back. You went to South Dakota State. Talk about your years there. What did you study there? And obviously that's carried over to your new career here in Huron.
Absolutely. So I graduated the spring of 2014 from James Valley, and left in August 2014 for South Dakota State. Started as a physical education teacher. Spent 2 years in that field. Really enjoyed it, actually. Just learned some different things. Thought I could use that to help go be a teacher, go be a coach. And then some other things came up where I started taking some business classes, and I thoroughly enjoyed that as well. So I got involved with some business, economics, and accounting. And that's what I finished off at, and that's led into my jobs post-college. So it's been a great opportunity for me, and it's also, I didn't need to necessarily be in the education field to pursue my passions in coaching, and my employers since college have been very great and very understanding of wanting me to fulfill my passion in coaching.
And that's as well as I was going to get to. You're currently employed by Cornerstones there downtown here in Gordon Wallman, and it does take an understanding boss because it takes time.
It takes time. It takes energy, all that. Gordon and the entire team have been absolutely fantastic. understanding, supportive, and really just focused on doing what you're great at and fulfilling that passion that you have.
Then a few other things, and I did not know this until just this past February, and I didn't even warn you about this either, but your grandfather, Glenn Olvestad, is an Old Am High School graduate, just as I am, and did not realize that Nick Hoyt, who put up so many points on the Tigers the past 3 years for Harrisburg, is your first cousin. Had to be fun watching him go through as well.
Nick's a phenomenal player, and a great person as well. I've enjoyed playing basketball with him at Grandpa Glenn's house all growing up, him and his two brothers, Cody and Nathan. So, yeah, it's been awesome to follow Harrisburg over the years. Unfortunately, we got to get better at scheduling because every time Harrisburg comes up to Huron, it seems like we've got a game that night. But I know this year Harrisburg will come up to Huron late February, and my cousin Nathan, who will be a junior, I'll be able to take part in that and watch that, so that'll be awesome.
As long as the weather cooperates, and we saw what that did to the schedule last February.
The schedule was crazy, especially for me coaching junior high basketball this last year. You have some Saturday tournaments. You've got some Monday nights scheduled for junior high, and when stuff gets moved, well, that goes to the nights where junior high might have been scheduled. Took a toll on our guys heavily. Just we're practicing, running out of time slots for games. But my group was great, but it was a crazy season.
And we're talking with Andrew Olvestad. He's taking over as head boys basketball coach at James Valley Christian. He is alma mater. And let's talk about, well, another James Valley connection, I guess. You have basketball in the family. We mentioned Nick Hoyt down there in Harrisburg. Well, your father-in-law, Tim Neihardt, the longtime girls basketball coach at James Valley, you're married to his daughter, Tara. I know you have a child as well. And so probably about anywhere you go, it seems like you probably talk some basketball.
That seems to be the talk, the common talk, at lunches, at suppers, whenever, over the weekend. Tim's been great. I knew I grew up taking his math classes and watching him run some basketball camps and volleyball and all that. He's did a phenomenal job at James Valley before heading over to Huron. Really, really grew both the volleyball, basketball, and golf programs at James Valley. So I look up to him. My brother-in-law, Justin Neihardt, coaches down at Tri-Valley. And Tara, my wife, she's been absolutely amazing through the last 5-6 years of coaching, just being a great support system. She loves having the guys over for lunches and dinners and grilling out, and she loves hosting that. But, you know, it takes time. And they've my family, Tara's family, my wife, my son, they've been fantastic, and it's still great coming home to them at the end of the day, win or lose, but I can't say enough thanks for them.
Well, Andrew, we'll kind of wind it up and just kind of look ahead here. James Valley Christian boys, a senior-dominated team last year, heavy losses. So you're going to be going with a lot of youth and inexperience, but I guess one good thing is they know you, you know them.
That's exactly right, Jeff. And it's inexperience would probably be the key word. And not that they're inexperienced basketball players, but inexperienced maybe at the higher level. And we're going to take some time. Sometimes we think, in all aspects of life, that we want to see immediate success in things. And that may not be the case this year. It's going to take some time. We tried to implement some things this summer to get things going, but that takes time too. And we got some baseline things down. I think some guys know what's going to be expected of them, and hopefully come December they'll show up and do that, but it's going to take some time. We've got some teams on our schedule that bring back a lot of everything, so we're going to have to piece things together and put together great performances every night from everybody on the court. We've got some seniors that played a lot of JV minutes last year. We've got some junior sophomores that saw some JV time. But I'm really excited, too, for some younger guys that are able to step up, some freshmen, some eighth graders, and maybe see some varsity JV time that they didn't get last year, and really just round, you know, fully rounded team seniors down to the seventh grade level have great success at all the levels. So I'm excited for that. Coach Wagger, my assistant, we're excited to implement new things, and I think these guys are bought in and they'll do a great job. It's just going to take some time, and we'll be patient with that. We'll point out the goods too along the way, but there will be some bads. But we're ready for that second weekend of the year to face Aberdeen Christian, and we'll be ready for that.
Well, Andrew, to kind of round out of here now, basically it sounds to me like you got done with your playing days. You did not want to be done with basketball, though, and you started coaching right away. Sounds like you're pretty much getting yourself full circle here now.
Absolutely, and ever since I can remember, ever since I was little, my family, my grandfather would have me shooting hoops and rebounding for me, and I'd go to my Grandpa Olmstead, and he'd put up a hoop for me so I could shoot. And all growing up, I'd play. My parents, my grandparents, they'd all be there supporting me. And I'm really excited. They've been there for me while I've been coaching at Sioux Valley, while I've been coaching at Pentagon, while I've been back coaching here at James Valley. My grandparents, my parents, my sisters, my wife now, they've been a great support staff, and I'm super thankful for them. And I'm just really excited to kind of be a head coach and make them proud in that process, too. I know they've been a great support, and I look forward to that this year.
And it truly is full circle. Here you are back at JVC.
Yeah, and it's exciting. I've been back with the team for a couple years as junior high coach and being able to interact with these guys, but it's going to be different. It's going to be a different perspective, how we do or how I relate to some of them, I guess. But we're excited. Coach Wagner and I tried to implement some things this summer, basketball-wise, getting some transition in with this group. And we're putting in our defensive system and some offensive stuff. So we've got some things to work on there. But also at the same time, Coach Wagner and I talked a lot early this summer about really we really just want our guys to play hard, and some of that is physical, going hard in the physical aspect of things, but also we want them going hard mentally too and thinking through some things. And for instance, we don't want guys walking in when they're subbing in and not communicating with the guy they're going in for. That requires both physical and mental toughness, I guess. And we want to see that throughout all 32 minutes of the game. We want to see that at every practice. We'd love to really, I mean, family's been important to me, but we want to be basically a family out there, picking each other up when we fall down and encouraging one another. And some of that stuff doesn't take physical toughness. It takes mental. It takes some mental energy to go think, well, I maybe should be encouraging this guy or whatnot. And then that'll correlate to some of our on-the-court stuff, too. We can get up and run. We can play defense as a group, as a unit, as a team, not just one person. And then offensively, we've really stressed this summer of trying to get others open. We're going to have a tough time if we don't value the fact of we need to help get our teammates open, and we need to be unselfish with our passes. And all that stuff goes back and correlates to just being a great group together, top to bottom, 7th through 12th grade. But we're excited for that process, and we look forward to this year and putting a lot of that in.
Andrew Olvestad, state champion 2014 James Valley Viking boys basketball. Now he's back at the school. He is the head coach of the Vikings, as he'll be taking over this winter. We have more coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.